From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Moret-Potts. North Korea's state news agency has reported that the uncle of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been executed after being purged for corruption. Chang Song-taek was pulled out of a party meeting by armed guards earlier this week, as Lorna Shaddock reports.
Chang Song-taek was once one of North Korea's most influential figures, widely acknowledged to be the real power behind Kim Jong-un. But earlier this week, he was accused of forming factions against the state, as well as of corruption and committing depraved acts, including womanizing and drug abuse. The North Korean news agency KCNA, after announcing his execution, called him despicable human scum, worse than a dog, and accused Chang Song-taek of perpetrating cursed acts of treachery. His surprising and dramatic removal, filmed at a party meeting this week, marks the biggest upheaval of power in North Korea since Mr. Kim succeeded his father 2 years ago. Analysts fear that it signals a generational change as the young Kim tries to consolidate his power and change his advisers to give himself a stronger political base. Lorna Shaddock, Washington.
The White House says President Obama expressed no concerns about his security in South Africa. A spokesman was reacting to reports from South Africa that a sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's memorial service has a history of mental illness and violence. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
For the White House, the question about this week's events in South Africa are mounting. How could President Obama have stood so close to a sign language interpreter now facing questions about his qualifications and his struggle with mental illness? A White House spokesman said he couldn't comment on specific security preparations made ahead of Tuesday's memorial, but he tried to assure reporters that the Secret Service goes to great efforts to protect the president. However, he was surrounded by a crowd that had not been security screened and flanked by an interpreter with violent incidents in his past. The questions for South African authorities are growing. Simon Marks, Washington.
Bangladesh has executed a top Islamist leader, Abdul Qadar Mullah, in the country's first conviction under its International Crimes Tribunal. The tribunal was set up in 2010 to investigate atrocities committed during the 1971 War of Independence with Pakistan. Mullah was a senior figure in the Jamaat-e-Islami party. His trial sparked protests earlier this year. His execution appeared to have been rushed through following a heated legal debate over his conviction. Political analysts have warned his execution could trigger more protests, further dividing the country. But others have applauded the decision, calling it historic. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych still intends to sign a deal on closer EU ties, according to the bloc's foreign policy chief. Catherine Ashton has been speaking in Brussels after meeting pro-EU protesters who have brought the center of the Ukrainian capital Kiev to a standstill. Demonstrators have been on the streets of Kiev since President Yanukovych backed away from an EU association agreement after pressure from Moscow. But Baroness Ashton says he has given her the impression he will eventually sign it.
Look, Yanukovych made it clear to me that he intends to sign the association agreement. What he talked about were the short-term economic issues that the country faces. And it is my view that those challenges, which are real, can be addressed by the support that not only comes from the European Union institutions, but actually by showing that he has a serious economic plan in signing the association agreement, also will help to bring in the kind of investment that he needs.
Australia's High Court has struck down the Australian Capital Territory's same-sex marriage laws. Arthur Stevens reports.
The ACT enacted its same-sex marriage legislation in November, with the first couples marrying last weekend. In that time, about 30 couples have tied the knot. In its decision on Thursday, the High Court held that only Australia's federal parliament had the power under the Australian Constitution to legislate for same-sex marriage. Supporters of gay marriage are dismayed at the ruling, with Australian Marriage Equality National Director Rodney Croom saying the ruling is devastating for couples who married this week. Western Australian State Upper House Parliamentarian Stephen Dawson, who married his partner in Canberra last Saturday, called the court decision disappointing. Meanwhile, the Australian Christian Lobby has applauded the High Court ruling. I'm Arthur Stevens, Melbourne.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Nina Moret-Potts reporting.